This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be running backs. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes. It's not the way the song goes, but maybe they should do a revised version there.
The alt lyrics.
Yes. We got some football to talk about. How about the NBA Summer League champion Cleveland Cavaliers? Yeah.
Your Cavs.
Yeah. Yeah. Isaiah Mobley, Evan Mobley's brother. He's the MVP. The Cavs win the Summer League. You know, it's almost like the first time you see your kid on ice skates and they're on the ice and they're falling down. They're just, that's what Summer League is. You're just watching and you're going, they're all out of control, it feels like. But it's entertaining, and I did watch at least some of the second half there, and I was entertained by it. But, you know, you're looking for that guy where you go, oh, I remember him, like Josh Hart. When Josh Hart was dominating the Summer League a couple of years ago, I'm like, Josh Hart's going to be a star. And then he wasn't a star, but he's a contributor to the Knicks. But you're watching and you're going, all right, let me see if I can follow that guy. Now, a lot of these guys, you go, whatever happened to? And I don't know, Isaiah Mobley, Evan Mobley's brother, both playing for the Cavs. Cavs, good young team, but it was fun watching last night. Yes, Marvin.
Nepotism gone right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Evan said, you want me?
Yeah.
Isaiah better be on this team.
All right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle is @DPShow. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app and you can watch the program. Also, our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and all the other great cities that carry this program. Thank you. Those on chat row chatting, thank you. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls today. Got a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. We're approaching a $1 billion Powerball. And I've been asked this before. We've addressed this before. If I won Powerball, would I be here the next day? And the answer is yes. I would be here for as long as I, you know, was allowed to. I think if you win that money, you're going to get bored. You're going to be like, I got to have something that there's some stability in my life. Now, I would want to disappear because of the amount of money that I made. But, okay, let me pose this question. If you could win $1 billion in Powerball and everybody knew it, or you could win $25 million in Powerball.
And nobody knew?
Well, they wouldn't really care because it's $25 million. But $1 billion, everybody's going to know. Would you rather win $1 billion Powerball? Now, I know it sounds like it's an obvious answer, but is it? Seton, I'm going to start with you.
Dang.
You can win $1 billion, everybody knows it, or $25 million, and nobody knows it.
I'd probably take the 25 and nobody knows.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought it might be a little more thought-provoking, and Seton proved me correct. Yes, Todd?
I think I'm going to take the billion and then, I'll wear sunglasses and disguises and go to some island far away.
Yeah, but you're going to go there and then you're going to go, I'm away from everybody and everything.
Probably.
I got sunglasses on and I'm on an island. Marvin, a billion or 25 million?
25, stay out of my life.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Because when you get a billion, you're going to have a lot of friends. You're going to have issues. There's going to be security issues. I remember finding out about Billionaires Row at USC, that there were kids from billionaires, and they had security there on their floor.
And oh, on campus?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they had like six sons, I think, or kids from billionaires.
And they put them purposely in the same little wing.
Yes.
Because they had the same similar issues.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they had security on the floor with them. Yes.
So my son was just at a soccer camp, and one of the kids that was there was the son of a billionaire, like a Russian billionaire oligarch type guy, right?
Yeah.
And like my son would talk to this kid, and the first day that he was like, Dad, this kid's his dad is a billionaire, and he wears Travis Scott's and he creases them. Like he has these like $1,500 sneakers that he wears like out in the rain. Oh. You know what I mean? Like he has like the kid just has crazy money, and they would try to talk to him about like, oh, we took the train here, and the kid like just had no comprehension of, he was just like, what, we took a helicopter.
Yeah.
He just lived in a totally different stratosphere.
Paulie, 25 million? Or a billion?
This is a great question, because I think the obvious is I'll take the big money, but I'd be really nervous as a family man of what $1 billion could do to a family. I like to think that we're a very stable family, and I think everyone does. But man, does money change people or people around you?
Yes.
What if your wife wants to do this with the billion and you want to do that with the billion? And I don't know. You're asking me the question. I would take the billion and give most of it away. Quickly.
Yeah, but people don't realize you're giving it away.
I know, I'd still be a target.
And they're still, yes, you're going to be a target.
Yeah. There is something very scary about winning $1 billion.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
You don't think about it like that, but it is. It's kind of terrifying.
Because right, what's that first week like with you and your family? Do the kids still go to school? Am I getting up at 7 to get our kids ready?
I know, that's when you say to your kid, come on, you got to put the work in there. Come on, where's your work ethic? And like, Dad, you're a billionaire. I don't need to do jack bleep. Yes, Todd.
But Warren Buffett, Steve Ballmer, Cuban, Oprah, among others, they seem to be doing okay and seem to be in a happy state of mind. We all know.
Yeah, but you don't know what their world is like.
No, but we all know that they're billionaires, and we all know that they have at least $1 billion, and they seem, unless they're putting on an act, they look like they're enjoying life and don't seem too stressed.
Yes, yeah,
but they didn't have it dropped in their lap overnight. That's different. You know, they earned their money. Earned is a funny word. They made that money. And you know, that happens over a period of time. Whereas if you woke up tomorrow and had $1 billion and you're like, yeah, why not spend $15 million on samurai swords? Right. You know, like right. You're just like, yeah, why not? That seems like a good idea. You know, it's, you don't do that when you've slowly obtained that money.
Yes, Paul.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That the overnight sensation thing would be too much too soon. I'm sure Mark Cuban was a millionaire first for a couple of years. I heard he was well off. I think he's told us he wasn't like, you know, destitute. And then when he got the big $1 billion payout, he was rich, and then he went ultra rich.
This program brought to you by Discover Credit Cards. They do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Stat of the day is always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul?
When you're a billionaire, do you have a normal bank account like everybody else with like a debit card and you go to the ATM to get cash?
Well, I've asked Mark Cuban, how many times would you go, you're out having beers with your buddies, yeah, and they're like, come on, let's go to the ATM. Come on, let's see what your balance is.
But does Mark drive up to a bank in Dallas and I need a couple grand to have on me, or does he have a guy who goes and gets a box of cash and it's on his property when he needs it?
I wonder if they give him an ATM that's at his house.
Yeah. Like, no, I think that's a real question.
Yeah, like, I'd like to have an ATM at my house if I could, please. All right.
You know, it's a fun thing to do,
yeah,
sometimes.
What?
You don't necessarily have to do it, but if you're in a major city and you go to an ATM, look at the receipts that you know how people you get
leave
a receipt,
them behind
people that leave behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, this person's got $5 million in their bank account.
I have pulled up and there was a receipt that was hanging out and it was like for $721. And I went, I've been there. When there was less money in there than $721.
I've been there when there's a minus in front of the number. Minus? How can you have... I owe that money?
All right, we'll get to... what's the poll question, by the way, that we're going to have here, Seton O'Connor?
Well, I mean, we could start with, do you want $1 billion publicly or $25 million anonymously?
Okay.
That's a solid question.
Yeah. Because what would you do... What does a billion let you do that maybe $25 million wouldn't let you do?
You could buy a sports team, theoretically. Not an NFL team, but...
Even then, a billion, I don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Could be a minority owner for a billion.
Yeah.
Get like
yeah.
30% of it, maybe.
Yeah.
You rent a jet, you own a jet.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I don't think I'm going to be that busy, though, that I need to own a jet.
Yeah, you know, people say, you know, you should lease it.
Yeah, just like...
That's the best thing to do, lease it. Yeah, I'm pulling.
Or you buy a jet and lease it to other millionaires. I think that's like, remember, you asked Warren
other
Buffett.
Billionaires.
Yeah. You asked Warren Buffett, what's his luxury item? He says his jet on call because that saves him time, which is the one thing you can't buy. Fair question, man.
Perfect bracket.
I do love Warren Buffett's voice.
I'm going to go get some ice cream, and I like to do that in Omaha.
Opens up an IRA account.
Yeah, you ask, how do you get rich? I don't know. You get rich.
I have one car. Why would I need eight cars?
Yeah, Warren Buffett doesn't live the way we want our billionaires to live. Because I've been by his house in Omaha, and you're like, if you said, all right, which one's Warren Buffett's house, you'd never guess it.
And it's amongst houses,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yes. What, Todd?
He seems like someone that wouldn't be afraid to tell like, a good friend or a family member, no, I'm not giving you any money. This is my money. I don't care how many billions I have.
If you put Tim Kirchin in the room with Warren Buffett, how's that going to sound? How about the 1899 Cleveland Spiders?
Well, it's 9 triples in a row.
Ross Tucker, our good buddy from Westwood One, will join us. The dilemma that is the running back position in the NFL, because yesterday Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs did not sign long-term extensions prior to the deadline, so they will play on the franchise tag of just over $10 million for the 2023 season. I'm not sure why we feel bad for the running back position. And I'm thinking... And the more I thought about it yesterday, and I'm hearing a lot of people talk about it, is the nostalgia of what running backs used to mean to us. But you're thinking, and I grew up with Jim Brown for the Cleveland Browns. You got to see these great running backs. The game was predicated on having a great running back. Your quarterback complemented your running back. Now it's the other way around. But I don't know when it changed. But it felt like once it changed, it wasn't going back. You also have a plethora of running backs who are in offenses with quarterbacks who can run. I mean, Jalen Hurts can run. Lamar Jackson can run. Patrick Mahomes can run. Josh Allen can run. Therefore, they're diminishing the running back also with the number of carries that you have. Let's say you have a running back who carries the ball 250 times. And you have a wide receiver who catches the ball 100 times. Now, a lot of times those receivers don't get hit. A running back is getting hit on just about every play, and maybe by more than just one player. You just add it all up. The body can only take so much, and you become disposable. I know that people have suggested this. We suggested this a long time ago. What if we give running backs a 3-year contract? When you come out in the draft 3 years, then you're still in your prime and you can renegotiate. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're an owner, do you think you're going to go, yep, I'm going to sign up for that? This is the solution. And if you have a solution, I would love to hear it. Because all we've heard is the problem with the running back position. The solution we came up with is have a salary cap that is separate for quarterbacks. Then maybe you can spread the wealth. Now, once again, it gets back to, if you're an owner, are you going to sign up for this? And the answer is, you're not. Until they unionize the running back position or the Players Association, or let's say you walked into a locker room and you walked in there today or tomorrow when everybody shows up and say, hey, would everybody be willing to take 1% less of their paycheck? We want to pay our running back. Let's say you're asking the Giants, do you want to give up 1% because we want to pay Saquon Barkley? Probably not going to happen, right? If they're honest, they'll probably be like, can we do this anonymously? And the answer would be no. But we've gotten to that position, that place, where we don't need running backs. We like them, and there's only a few that make a difference. And I found it interesting that these two running backs play for teams. Their quarterbacks desperately need production from Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. Danny Dimes, he needs Saquon Barkley. Josh Jacobs with Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be very valuable. But Jacobs had almost 50% of his team's touches last year. Just under 50%, highest of any player. Barkley, 40%. He ranked third. Derrick Henry, 36%. Like, these are big numbers, but it feels like, then you look at teams that are successful. Look at the Chiefs. Even look at what the Buccaneers did. Look at what the Patriots did. Successful teams winning championships. They didn't have great running backs. I mean, Leonard Fournette's a good running back, but he's still looking for a job now. Zeke Elliott had four of the most productive years a running back's ever had. He's looking for a job. Derrick Henry is a dinosaur. He's an anomaly. I mean, Bijan Robinson, I love him. I think he's a talented player. But would I take him in the top five? Saquon Barkley. I signed off on that when they took him number two overall because I thought he is what Eli Manning needs at the end of his career. And I thought that defense that they had revamped was going to be great. Therefore, he could be the missing piece and the Giants could go back and make a Super Bowl run. Didn't work out that way. But Saquon Barkley, he gives you two great years and then he's got 2 years where he's banged up. But that's the position. Tony Pollard with the Cowboys. Well, he made Zeke Elliott expendable, but he's coming back from an injury. And he finally got paid with $10 million. Now, it's different for him than it is Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley. Yeah, Paul.
If you look at it, the first-round running back selection may still happen because it gives you total control as a franchise. Like, they got Saquon Barkley for a total of, five seasons at $38 million. You know, that was pretty much a bargain.
Yeah.
And that's a high-end running back. Bijan Robinson's going to just crank it out for Atlanta for 5 years. It's a second contract. It's almost impossible to get a second contract.
Let's take a break. We'll settle on our poll question here. Phone calls are always welcome as we lament the running back position. Does anybody feel bad for the middle linebacker? Exactly. No one does. That used to be the position. The linebacker. Got to have a great middle linebacker. Or safety. Got to have a great safety. But the running back, we it's nostalgia, fantasy, you know, all of those things kind of lumped in there that we feel bad for the running back position. We'll take a break. We're back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ross Tucker, a good buddy, Westwood One, CBS Sports, college football analyst and host the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can find him on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. All right. The running back position. How do we solve it? Or do we need to solve it? Why are we upset?
Well, I can tell you why we're upset. We are upset because star players who everybody drafts in the first round on their fantasy team, who everybody's kids have their jerseys, their money's going the wrong way. I mean, Dan, the salary cap's going up every year by a pretty significant amount, and running back contracts are going in the opposite direction. And that's tough for guys to stomach, and I don't blame them. And by the way, I don't blame the teams either, right? Like, if you're the New York Giants, Dan, and you can get Saquon this year for 10.1 and next year for whatever that is, 12.2,
yeah.
Why would you give him $16 million a year in a long-term contract? You wouldn't, right? So The franchise tag is a major, major issue here. Although, you know what, Dan? You know what might even be worse for Saquon and Jacobs and these guys? I'm not sure they'd get more money even if they were on the open market. That's the scary thing. I mean, the teams utilizing the franchise tag is a whole other NFLPA topic to get rid of the franchise tag, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that even if Saquon and Jacobs were free agents, that I don't think they would get a lot more than this, that's got to be the part that's really concerning for running backs and their agents.
Yeah, I don't know. The owners aren't going to try to help the running back. The league is predicated on passing. Now you have running quarterbacks here. So your running back is not he's going to carry the ball 25 to 30 times. He might get that many touches, but the position has changed, just like the middle linebacker position has changed. If you don't have to have that running back, you don't have to have that middle linebacker there. Nobody's talking about the plight of middle linebackers, are they?
No, not really. And I'll tell you this much. By the way, that's primarily because they don't draft them in fantasy football, I think. But I'll say a couple of things, Dan. Number one, if you really think about it, right, it starts when they're way younger. Like, good running backs should be able to come out after their freshman year, definitely sophomore year of college, right? Like, some of these guys, Saquon Barkley and some of these guys we've seen recently having to play that third year of college football, Leonard Fournette, it's ridiculous. I mean, and then what really I think bothers me personally is the five-year contract for first-round picks and then the franchise tag. I mean, Dan, do you realize that if the Giants tag Saquon this year, which they did, if they tag him again next year, that's 7 years, okay, that Saquon Barkley doesn't have the ability to hit a market and decide where he wants to live, see how much money he can make. Something's not right there. I mean, this isn't baseball. These are running back. 7 years is an entire running back career, right? And this guy can't one time, not once, be able to, like everybody else in life, go out and see what they're worth and see what employers might be interested in, what they might offer him.
Well, I know it sounds like an injustice, but the owners aren't going to be benevolent souls and philanthropic and go, you know what? Our suggestion is if you have a separate salary cap for quarterbacks, then maybe you could spread the wealth elsewhere on a team. And maybe the running backs could be compensated. But I do like the idea if they could come out after their freshman year in college. I like the idea, but what's the possibility that college football and the NFL are going to be together on that?
Oh, not real good. It would have to be a lawsuit like Maurice Claret tried. It would have to be something of that ilk. I will say this, though. It's interesting because you hear some people say running backs don't matter. I struggle with that, Dan. I mean, if you watch a Browns game, you can't tell me that Nick Chubb doesn't make a difference in the outcome of those games. Or Titans with Derrick Henry. Or ask the Niners. I mean, the Niners gave up draft picks, Dan, as you know, for the right to pay McCaffrey $16 million a year. And you can't tell Niners fans after they got McCaffrey last year that he didn't make a difference in the outcome of some of those games. And what's really strange, you know, Dan, I played mainly center and guard, right? And I wasn't great. But there's guards now that are making $20 million a year or more. I mean, if you would have told me when I was playing, Dan, from 01 to 2008 with our running backs, we had like Travis Henry, Willis McGahee, Steven Davis when I was in Washington, Emmitt Smith when I was with the Cowboys. If you would have told me, hey, Ross, like 20 years from now, guards are going to be getting paid double what running backs get paid, I'm not sure. I think maybe the pendulum has swung too far. I love Chris Lindstrom, the right guard for the Falcons. Quentin Nelson, the left guard for the Colts, is a good player. I'm not sure I think that they're twice as valuable or have twice as much of an impact on the outcome of NFL football games.
If I said you could have Josh Jacobs or Saquon Barkley and tie him up with a long-term deal,
I would probably say Saquon because I think he's a little bit more explosive and more productive in the passing game. But Jacobs had a heck of a year. It feels like Saquon's kind of been up and down and that Jacobs had a couple bad years. But then last year, Jacobs was awesome. But
Saquon. Have two quarterbacks here, Ross, who their success is predicated on how good their running backs have been. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback in Vegas. He needs Josh Jacobs. Danny Dimes, he does not get that contract extension without Saquon Barkley.
I'm glad you brought that up, Dan. So, by the way, imagine that, right? Imagine you're Saquon and the whole offense runs through you and you can't get a $12 million a year offer, but the other guy who was calling the plays in the huddle to run the offense through you, either a run or a pass to you, gets $40 million a year? I mean, that's tough. The question now, Dan, is what do these guys do? And to your point, okay, because I think you made a good one, they have to get something more than just playing 1 year for 10.1, right? So they can't get a long-term deal anymore, but they can get more money on a one-year deal. Or they can get a one-year deal that inserts in there a clause that they can't be tagged again. I think these guys need to be willing to skip maybe even games to get those clauses. And then there's a whole other thing we could talk about. I don't think these teams want to play games without these guys. They're not going to win very many games without these guys. So they could report and sign the tender, get their money. But, oh, man, because they weren't at training camp, my hamstring's real sore and tight. I don't know if I can play this first game or the second game. Sore hammy, man.
Before I let you go, we're talking to Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports. You know, the teams don't report the same day for training camp. Why isn't there a unilateral, this is when training camp starts, and everybody shows up at the same time?
Good question. The answer is there are rules negotiating the CBA between the NFL and the NFLPA. How many days before the first game your rookies can report and how many days before the first game your veterans can report. Different teams handle it differently. The seven that are reporting today, the rookies, they're using every day they got, Dan. Okay. They're taking every day. As soon as we can get those guys back and start working with them and grinding them, bring them back. There's other teams that think, I don't know if that's really what's best for them or our coaches. I don't know if we really want them back that early. Let's wait another week. So the teams that are doing it today with their rookies, they are within the rules. The other teams have just decided that that's not really in the best interest of the organization to have the rookies report this early.
Great to talk to you as always, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Jerome Bettis, 2015 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, won a Super Bowl with the Steelers, joining us from Atlanta, flying the Notre Dame colors. Hey, we're going to Dublin for the game against Navy. We got room for you.
I know. I just found out. I'm going to try to make it work. Unfortunately, my son's high school football season starts up, so I've got to be a dad and be in the stands and watch him play.
What position does your son play?
He's a wide receiver.
Also, he's not going to fall in line and be a running back because nobody wants to be a running back anymore.
Yeah, he quit me too. I mean, I'm just saying, the running backs, it's no love. I mean, my own son. But he is 6'2 and a half, so, I mean, it's probably not in his wheelhouse, but nobody wants to play running back anymore.
Okay, explain what's going on in the NFL and how that's affecting careers here.
So let me tell you how it all started. It started because college football went to a more wide open style of football, maybe, let's say, about 10 years ago, right? Everybody started to want to throw the football around. And what happened was the high schools saw that. And then if you're a high school kid and you want to go to college, you're looking at the landscape. If you were 6'2", 220 pounds, all the colleges wanted small running backs. So you went to linebacker and instead, right? So now what we see happening after all these years is that if you don't go to Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, you know, you're not going to play running back if you're 215, 220 pounds, right? So now these kids, the talented kids, are switching positions. And so you don't have that full range of running backs that you can go all over the country and get a 6'2", 220-pound running back that can give you 25 carries a game. Those guys don't exist anymore unless you go to those five or six colleges, right? So now if you're a GM, you're saying, okay, well, I don't have that special running back that's in the draft this year. Let me get two guys, three guys that we feel can kind of fill that void and be one running back, but be three different players. And so that's what you're seeing now. You're not seeing a plethora of quality running backs, but when you do see them, now these teams have an opportunity to devalue the position. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe it's undervalued. No, it's a devaluation of the position because now they say, we don't have to pay you because we can get them elsewhere. Yeah. But the truth is, when you get a special running back like a Saquon Barkley, you can't find them. They don't grow on trees. So you do have to pay them. But because this place that we're at, they don't have to justify to the fans that, hey, we needed to pay him top dollar because he was a quality running back. We can afford to play hardball with him because the market is dictating that we don't have to pay him that number. And that's just, it's a terrible situation.
But how would that affect you if you were in high school of playing that position?
Because you said to yourself, one, I see what's happening, right? If I get to the NFL, it's probably not going to be very lucrative for me. And two, there's not many colleges that want you. If I'm 225 pounds and I'm 6 foot, I only can go to maybe five or six schools and play running back. So I've got a better shot of playing linebacker. Then I can go to 100 schools and I can be 6'2", 230 pounds as a linebacker, and I can play anywhere. So if I'm in high school, it's very limited where I can go and play.
Did your son change positions? Was he a running back and then became a wide receiver?
Well, he kind of grew out of the position. So he played He played wide receiver first year of Little League, and then he went to running back, and then he got too tall, and then he went to wide receiver just out of necessity because, you know, he was almost 6 foot and all the other kids were, you know, 5'7", 5'8".
But I also wonder about the middle linebacker position, Bussy, because you had Brian Urlacher and, you know, Ray Lewis. I mean, go down through NFL history, and it's littered with great running backs and great middle linebackers. Nobody is speaking out on behalf of middle linebackers that, you know, nobody cares about them anymore, but they are about running backs.
Yeah, it is. What's happened is this change to the passing game has really eliminated it's already totally eliminated the fullback position. That's already totally gone. And I think, you know, that was the Peyton Manning era that really kind of ushered out the fullback. And so now, because, you know, the math and the numbers say you throw the football. And as a result of that, everyone's gotten smaller because now you need to be more athletic. You need to move around and you need to protect and all those kind of things. So now you're not running the ball that much. You have to play in coverage. So now my linebacker, I need him to be more of a defensive back and linebacker. So I need him to be 225, 230, maybe 240. But he's got to be extremely fast because I need him now to cover these tight ends who are no longer tight ends. They're glorified wide receivers. And so now the game has switched because the emphasis used to be running the football on first and second down. Now the emphasis is passing the ball on first and second down. And it's changed the way these athletes look. Now you don't have a 250-pound, 260-pound linebacker. You don't have a 320-pound offensive tackle.
Yeah, but
tackle,
is it going to change, though, anymore? Bussy, where a team goes, hey, you're about speed and finesse. We're going to be power. And, you know, we saw this with the Titans, and it's worked for them. But I wonder if you get a team that just says, we're going to be different than everybody else. We don't have a franchise quarterback. We're going to have a good offensive line. We're going to run the football. We're going to keep you off the field. And we're going to, you know, play really good defense.
I think that's the recipe for what you're going to see in Pittsburgh. I think Kenny Pickett is going to be a special quarterback. He's still developing. And while he's developing, I think you're going to run the football. You got to run the football. So yeah. I think you're still going to see that philosophy quite a bit. But you have to have that special running back. You know, it's easy to say we're going to do that. But, you know, King Henry, he's a special running back. You can do that around him, but you don't have a lot of those guys out there where you can just turn it over and say, we're going to give you the ball 400 times and, you know, they're going to have trouble dealing with you. But if you do, you have a decided advantage because most of these defenses are much smaller than they were historically.
I agree. How many Hall of Fame defenders do you think you ran over?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I got a few under my belt. I do. I got a picture my first year, and this is very funny. I got a picture. We went and played the New York Giants my rookie year when I was with the Rams, and I got a picture of Lawrence Taylor on my leg, and I'm kind of dragging him, and it's like the most incredible picture because nobody knows he's in his 16th or 17th year. Nobody knows he's 40 years old. All you see is Lawrence Taylor in this Giants helmet, and I'm dragging him. So I get to put that up, and I get to lie to everyone and say that he was in his prime when that happened.
Do you know I still have your Rams jersey that you signed?
Do you?
Yeah, I have. You know what? My man cave is so. Do you guys know where the Bettis jersey is?
You got so much stuff.
I do. I do, but I don't know where it is. Can you guys
bring it out of the archives? You got to bring it out of the archives.
I got it around here, Bussy.
I know you got it there somewhere.
Oh, you know what it is? It's out in the bullpen. It's out by Rob.
Yes.
If you guys can bring that out, that would be great. I don't know what it's worth. Can I put it on eBay?
Not going to be worth a whole lot.
Was that your St. Louis Rams or your L.A. Rams?
That was my L.A. Rams.
L.A. Rams. Yes. Oh, that's right.
That was my L.A. Rams.
Blue and gold.
That was L.A. Rams.
Yeah. How many?
Some good times.
Is there a mark still on you from getting hit?
Yeah, I'll never forget. I played in Houston, the Oilers at the time, and I was a rookie, and I'll never forget, my offensive coordinator told me, okay, he drew up this play, and he said, it's a goal line play. The backside linebacker is going to be unblocked, but it's no problem, right? That's what he said to me. Well, he didn't tell me that the backside linebacker could get to the play in time. So I'm thinking that,
hold on.
There it is.
Bussy, there you go.
Oh, that's special there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got your Rams jersey behind me.
That's old school right there.
Wait, do you have this jersey?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right. So then you don't need it.
I do. Absolutely.
Okay. No,
I do.
All right. I do. All right. Just want to make sure.
I'm nostalgic. I always have one.
For all your teams?
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So explain the play.
So he told me that the backside linebacker is unblocked. No worries. You can still score a touchdown. What he didn't tell me was that the guy was going to be able to hit me. So they called this play. I'm running. And I promise you, I got hit so hard, I was almost out on my feet. And he hit me behind my ear, and my earpiece went and cut into my neck. So I still have a cut around my neck. And I immediately went right to the sideline and cussed out my offensive coordinator because he told me, oh, don't worry about him. And I was like,
Didn't you knock out Ed Reed? Didn't he come out on a blitz?
That was Hines Ward that caught Ed Reed.
Oh.
Yeah. And they started chasing him all over the field.
They were trying to get back at him?
They were trying to get him. Him and Rob Woodson was on that team too. They were chasing him all over the field trying to get him.
Just trying to hurt him purposely?
Purposely trying to hurt him.
There were a lot of teams that wanted to purposely hurt Hines Warren.
There was.
Right?
And that's why he should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's one of those great wide receivers who could block just as good as he could catch it.
Why did you pick number 6?
Okay, good question. So at high school, I was number 36. So when I got to Notre Dame, I wanted 36. And Lou Holtz told me that Don Grimm, Russ Grimm from the Washington now Commanders, yeah, who was in the offensive lineman in the Hall of Fame, his younger brother, Don Grimm, had number 36, right? He said, he's a senior. I can't take a number from a senior. So I said, okay, well, Rick Meyer had number 3. And then you had Dorsey Levins, who was there. Rodney Culver had 5. Dorsey had 4. So I said, give me 6. It was either the 3 or the 6. I couldn't get the 3. So I said, give me the 6. And
okay,
that's how I ended up with 6 at Notre Dame.
Would you be okay if Notre Dame joined the Big Ten?
You know what? Yeah, I would be, but I don't think it would ever happen. You know, that was I believe there was a time when they actually reached out to the Big Ten, but at the time they weren't a research school, and the Big Ten, I believe if I'm correct, denied them entry because they weren't a research school at the time, and they didn't want to split the research money with the school that wasn't a research school, and so I think that's kind of happened, if my math is correct. But if it happened, I wouldn't be upset with it at all.
Do you remember telling me the story about when Urban Meyer was thinking about Notre Dame, and he didn't even stop into South Bend? I think he wanted to get 2 players in to Notre Dame who maybe wouldn't qualify normally with the academic standards. Does that sound right? But he wasn't going to get what Lou Holtz got, and he didn't even stop through South Bend. He went straight to Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I do. He said at the time, I guess Coach Holtz, the deal that Coach Holtz had, I thought he could get 2.
Yeah.
And he only wanted 1. Urban Meyer only wanted 1 guy who from a grade point average might not be at the highest level. And so he wanted 1 guy that he could maybe have that opportunity to get in. They told him no, And he said, well, I mean, why would I fight that when I can get 25 in at Florida? Why would I do that? And so, and it was, yeah, it really hurt. But I understood his situation, but also understood
Notre Dame's situation. Yeah, but he's only asking for one.
But the problem is once you get that one, then you want more.
Yeah.
And
so he goes from Utah to Florida with no stop in South Bend.
With no stop in South Bend. And he said he really, really wanted that job, but he couldn't do it. So yeah, it hurt the program, but I think we got a really good one now. So let's keep our fingers
maybe
crossed.
I'll see you in Dublin. Bring your PXG clubs if you come over there.
Absolutely. I saw that sweater, man. I was looking at that like, man, I need to get that sweater. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I just got my new PXG club, so the Gen 6s. So I'm looking forward to playing with them.
Well, I know that you love your golf. Bussy, good to talk to you as always. Thank you. Good luck to your son this year.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.